it's time for us to go looking for trouble. And today we're doing that with Sam McBride. He is a research analyst at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of attractive to dangerous. And we're looking for trouble. This is the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we are joined each week by someone from New Constructs. It's often David Trainer, the president, but today it's Sam McBride, investment analyst at New Constructs. And at New Constructs, they do their research a little bit differently than most firms. They dig in at the bottom and work their way up. They start at the footnotes and then come back to the top lines. So the result is that they're trying to get a true picture. They're trying to find out where the numbers are misleading, because sometimes you look at things from the top down and they look good, but there's a question to be asked.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is possible, but you're not going to find that out looking at the top down. That's why they do what they do. They analyze securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous, and you can learn more about it. You can see their lists of most attractive and most dangerous, and they blog about all of their danger zone picks at newconstructs.com. So if you want more information on anything you hear on this show, go there. They're also on Twitter, at New Constructs. Sam McBride, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
J.C. Penney.
Danger, danger.
J.C. Penney. Now, of course, given the way retail stocks have been and everything else, I might think that J.C. Penney is permanently in the danger zone. But there's something that's moving them there now, isn't it? It's not just, it's a retailer and they stink.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you said, the negatives about J.C. Penney are well known. Everyone's, you know, seen the declining revenue, seen the shrinking margins, all the issues over the past several years. But there's something that came out in their Q1 earnings that really stands out to us that's interesting.
And that is?
So in Q1, JCPenney, along with every other company, is obligated now to report their operating lease obligations on the balance sheet. This is something that we've always been accounting for. Companies in their annual reports have to disclose their operating leases in the footnotes. But they've never actually put that on the balance sheet before until now. So on the surface, you go, okay, that's a good thing. This hidden form of capital is now being reported on the balance sheet. However, the new rule gives companies a lot of leeway in the way they calculate that operating lease obligation. And particularly, it gives them a lot of flexibility in how they discount future operating leases to their present value. So for JCPenney, they use an extremely high discount rate. They use a discount rate of 11% for their operating leases. For comparison, they discount finance leases, which are shorter term, at just 6%. So they're using a real outlier here in terms of their discount rate, and it lets it reduce the amount of operating leases that they report on the balance sheet. They report about $1.2 billion in operating lease liabilities. We calculate their operating lease liabilities to be $1.6 billion. So that's a $400 million difference. That's greater than the entire market cap of the company.
Wow. Wow. And this is a problem that you're finding in a lot of companies. I mean, JCPenney is kind of the shining star, the example of this. But this is something you're really looking at every place, especially with that rules change, right?
Absolutely. This is something we've seen with a lot of different companies. You know, we've looked at some other big outliers, companies like Del Frisco's, Natera, a healthcare company. There's definitely a lot of companies like this. And it's especially the case that you often see this with companies like JCPenney that are already in trouble, already potentially on the verge of bankruptcy, because companies often use their incremental cost to borrow as their discount rate. So, of course, a company like JCPenney, they would, you know, you would charge them a lot if you were going to lend money to them. And so that means that the companies that are the most risky are also the ones that in many cases are able to understate their actual liabilities.
So when you put it all together, I mean, this is a company that was already in trouble. It's obviously in worse trouble. That makes it dangerous. Is this a case where, you know, let's not even worry so much about fair value. Let's just talk about is this a future bankruptcy, or is there some other metric that we want to use to describe just how awful this is?
I definitely think there's a real concern about bankruptcy here. There's no real clear vision, I think, at this point of how to turn around the company. You know, they had a plan a few years ago. They were going to focus on private label vans. They were going to focus on you know, this sort of omni-channel strategy, and it just hasn't turned out. They haven't really succeeded on any of these turnaround initiatives. Margins are declining. They're at, you know, basically barely broke even on an operating profit basis last year. They don't really have any clear way that we see to turn around and start generating the cash flows they need to cover all their debt and operating lease obligations.
That being the case, what is the catalyst that pushes them over that edge?
At this point, it's really just time. It's just, they, you know, these obligations are going to slowly come due. They're slowly, you know, losing margin. They're slowly decreasing their cash flows.
And when you see the misleading operating lease discount rates, which is what you described here, when you see that with any company, how bad a sign is that? Because it's not something that's going to show up in every company, because not every company has this as an issue as part of their business. But, you know, as red flags go, now that this is easier to find, when you see this in any circumstance, is it a big honking red flag, or does that really depend on the rest of the state of the company?
Certainly you need to put it in the context of the rest of the state of the company. I think in a lot of respects we're figuring out how big a red flag it is right now, because this is so new. You know, this is the first time we're really seeing companies put operating leases on the balance sheet, the first time we're seeing them disclose discount rates. And so we're going to have to figure out really how much of a red flag, how much that means in terms of the outlook for the company. But certainly the fact that they're using this big outlier is not a good sign.
So we'll see how it plays out elsewhere, but the answer when it comes to JCPenney, ticker symbol JCP, is that it looks like it's going to play out badly now. Sam McBride, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
If you want to learn more about why JCPenney is in trouble here and why misleading operating lease discount rates can put some company in the danger zone, go to newconstructs.com. Check out their blog where they blog about their danger zone picks. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. Sam McBride is investment analyst there. Again, newconstructs.com. Up next, it's the Market Call. Michael Roomberg from the Miller Howard Drillbit to Burner Tip Fund will be here right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.